Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it's pulling out of the International Space Station over sanctions meant to punish the country for Russia's violent invasion. State media outlet TASS made the announcement. The decision has been taken already, and we're not obligated to talk about it publicly. That's a quote from General Director Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We're proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
NASCAR racing was rain delayed in Dover, Delaware Sunday. It was the 104th race at that track. The race will now be completed today at noon Eastern. Buyer's remorse is hitting new homeowners.
New homeowners are dealing with regret as mortgage and home prices continue to rise. Results from a survey conducted by HomeLight showed about 70% of recent home buyers across the United States said they have at least one regret about their purchase. Another survey from Zillow in February showed similar results. About 75% of new homeowners had some regret about the home they bought. According to the online marketplace, mortgage rates have risen 20% in just the last 3 months, which may play a role in why roughly 1 in 5 people say they underestimated how much it would cost to buy a home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Jim. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Saturn's largest moon, Titan, features some very Earth-like landscapes, lakes, rivers, canyons, sand dunes. However, these geological formations on Titan are made of entirely different materials. Instead of water, it's liquid methane that flows through the rivers, and instead of sand, it's hydrocarbons that blows into dunes. The lessons Americans can learn from the Russian invasion of Ukraine are many. The threats of sanctions were a complete failure to dissuade the Kremlin from attacking its neighbor. And because of this failure, the United States has been pouring money into the conflict at a time we don't have money. Deutsche Bank reported last week the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession in 2023. The bigger story here is the Russian army is not the big bad power it used to be pre-invasion. Former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell on Newsmax over the weekend said the Russian military just ain't what it used to be.
For Vladimir Putin, he has always wanted to bring back the glory days of the Soviet Empire. And clearly his decisions of late are heading in that direction, or at least that's what he wants to think. And the reality is that the Russian military is not what it used to be. And that's, I think, one of the big pieces of news and new information that we've learned through through the war in Ukraine is that Russia is not what they used to be when it comes to a military fight.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Dr. George Barna back with us. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and he's got a new study. Get ready for this one. Parents, we might need to buckle up a little bit because we're going to deal with, the problem of parenthood. And all we have to do is look at the man, the woman in the mirror, and if the zapato fits, as they would say, George, then maybe we should take measure. What do you think?
Well, it's now or never, really, Bill. I mean, we're at that point. I mean, we're in many ways past the tipping point. We can still climb our way back. But we're really going to have to be serious and intentional about it. And we're going to have to make a concerted effort with a plan. It can't any longer just be random activity and claiming, yeah, I'm a parent because I have a child. You want to claim you're a parent, right? Raise the child. Know what kind of person you're trying to facilitate and get busy with it.
Exactly. You know, I had an interesting interview with a CNN international anchor. Her family story is incredible, George. Her name is Zane Asher. She's written a book which is a tribute to her mother, who lost her husband, almost lost her son, who went on to become an Oscar-nominated actor. And the title of the book is Where the Children Take Us, How One Family Achieved the Unimaginable. They're from Nigeria. They had moved to southern London, and the father died when he took the son on a, kind of a journey of discovery. Let's go back to Nigeria. I want to introduce you to, to some relatives and that sort of thing. While they were there, they were in a terrible car accident. The father dies, and meanwhile, the mother has to really take the reins of leadership for the family. She was, she's about 5-6 months pregnant at the time when her husband died. So here it is. She adopts a fierce parenting style. I mean, to your point, that there has to be something done intentionally. But her fierce parenting style that she adopts ultimately produces an Oscar-nominated actor, an Oxford-educated CNN anchor, a medical doctor, and a successful entrepreneur. I share that with you and with our audience to offer some encouragement that it can be done. If a single mom who has lost her husband, and as we know and as we're starting to see with these families in the Ukraine who are, subject and are dealing with the reality of losing their husbands, and here you've got these moms and families that are left without a protector and a provider. I mean, this is where we are. And as you say, we're at this various tipping point of expression, not only in America, but around the world. And I will share this added anecdote that that Zane had shared with me that her mother had shared with the kids. I thought this was brilliant. She said, we're going to break up the day in 3 8-hour segments, okay? The first 8 hours is you got to sleep. So that's a given, all right? That's already accounted for. The second 8 hours has to do with work or your schooling, okay? So 16 hours of your day are already prescribed. What is most critical is that remaining 8 hour. That's where your character and your destiny will be developed and where you will discover it. So any casual acceptance of distraction that had nothing to do with your destiny, you didn't have time for it because you needed to look at that final 8 hour is in the same way that you would look at the two other 8 hour segments. They're already defined for. So if you are going to have a magnificent destiny and future, then you need to honor that last 8 hour segment. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, it is, because what you're doing is you're talking about a parent who's being strategic. They're not just reacting. Yes. They're taking the bull by the horns and they're saying, this is where we're going. This is what it's going to look like. Get on board. There's no other path that we could take. The one thing that I would, you know, bring in from our research into this conversation is that in that context, the parent has to have a very clear idea of what success is. And so part of the challenge in America is that only 10% of the parents of kids under the age of 13 in this country would say that success is best described as consistent obedience to God. Most of them would say it's about achieving, it's about acquiring, all of those kinds of things, which may be a byproduct of consistent obedience to God. But you got to know the proper starting point for everything that you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Like a pilot who's trying to fly the plane. Mm-hmm. You're off 1 degree when you start. Lord knows where you're going to wind up when you go to land. So you got to line it up properly and then pursue it.
Well, and like, you know, what you're talking about here is the infrastructure for success has to be in place. God's given that outline for us, but if we're not obedient to that, and this is what's going on right now, you know, our modern culture is such that parents, you know, we've kind of neutered ourselves because we thought we could have it our way and do it according to our own eyes, because this is what, you know, we've just been engrossed and affected by the culture instead of people of faith doing what the Apostle Paul said to do, that we're to be the catalyst. We're to be the changing agents. But if we're not true to obedience of God and God's infrastructure, then you've got the country that we have today. And as your study proved out, what do we got? Less than 10% of the parents? I mean, this almost seems consistent with your other studies about holding to a biblical worldview.
Yeah, among parents of kids under the age of 13 in our country, 2% have a biblical worldview. If you want to look at those people who consider themselves to be Christian, it only rises to 4%. So faith isn't influencing the worldview as much as the culture is. What we have is a nation of biblically illiterate parents who couldn't raise a child with a biblical worldview if they wanted to, because you can't give what you don't have. 98 out of every 100 of them do not have it. And so we are being transformed by the culture rather than doing what God placed us here to do, which is to transform the world around us for his glory.
Exactly. G.K. Chesterton talks about the return to normal. I don't even think the country knows or today's parents even know what normal is, George.
Well, and that's largely because we don't go back to God's word as our true north, our real benchmark for the way that things should be. God's way is the normal way, but we think of it as an aberration. You know, there are some super saints who are able to live an extraordinary life, and we all look at those folks, we go to listen to them speak, we applaud when they open their mouths, and we think, wow, that's really extraordinary. Without realizing, but wait a minute, every one of us should be exactly like that. There are no superstars in the kingdom of God. They're all people who are servants of the living God. And so when we see ourselves in that way and we recognize and God gave us our marching orders, all we have to do is be obedient. I mean, I don't want to minimize how difficult it is in a culture like ours, but the problem is we allowed a culture like ours to become the way it is by not being who God made us to be.
Exactly.
So can we restore it? Absolutely. Yeah.
Got to go to break. More from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. George Barna continues. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and we're talking about his latest study, What Do Self-Described Christian Parents in America Actually Believe? Well, I'll tell you what, the kids are noticing, George, and they're seeing the glaring contradictions, the inconsistencies. Don't do what I do. You must do what I tell you to do, right?
And here's the problem that we're now finding through the research with that. Kids are looking everywhere for clues about how do I make sense of the world? How do I establish myself in it? How do I become the person that I want to be, a person that I'll be proud of, a person who makes a difference? And so they turn to the people that they trust. First and foremost on that list are their parents. Mm-hmm. And the challenge here is that as they listen to their parents, they take in the words, and then they watch their parents to see, all right, well, that's interesting. Let me see what it looks like in practice. And they see something very different than they were told. So what we're finding is that a lot of what we've been writing off as disrespect is actually children who are completely confused by what their parents are doing. They see the contradiction between word and action. And the conclusion they draw, interestingly to me, is, wow, my parents must be as confused as I am. Exactly. So I guess they don't have the answer. And that, Bill, is why the media, the arts and entertainment media, have such an entree into the minds and hearts of our kids. Because when they watch a movie, they watch a television program, they listen to a popular song, they play a major video game, all of these things tend to have a consistent point of view. It's consistently unbiblical, but it's consistent with some other worldview, whether it's Marxism, secular humanism, postmodernism, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so the kids sit through an hour or two or more of that training. That literally becomes worldview training because our kids under the age of 13 are developing their worldview. They're taking in clues from people who seem to have figured it out, and their parents are not on that short list.
Their parents have been replaced by teachers and academics. And here we are seeing the result of that. And this is why parents around the country are revolting and taking control of school boards now and realizing that they have to be, as you said in the first part of this interview, George, is that we must be intentional. There can be no compromise here to that end, can there be?
No, and one other thing I'd point out, too, even as parents, yes, we have to be focused on raising our children. That is our primary responsibility, according to the Bible. But in the course of doing that, we have to recognize, so that's not simply what I tell my children at the breakfast table. It's not simply how I spend time with them, what I teach them during that time together. But it's also being involved in politics. Some people say, wait a minute, what does parenting have to do with politics? Because when we look at what is most impactful on the worldview development of a child, the law is one of those things. Why? Because the law simply tells us right from wrong. It rewards us for doing right. It punishes us for doing wrong. And so those laws that we say, oh, man, that's awful, what they're doing in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento and the other state capitals, awful, 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 shame on you. Well, then we can't vote those people in. We can't allow those laws to go through. I mean, we have to be active in that. We have to be, as you say, active in the schools because we find that the schools are one of the most impactful sources on the development of worldview of children. We talked about the media. And then the friends of our children, their peers, they also have a dramatic impact. Because when a child comes out of their home and says, gee, I believe the Bible is truth, and their friends start laughing and say, what are you, an idiot? That was written thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with the way we live today. It's full of contradictions, yada, yada, yada. They'll give all the time-worn excuses why someone might not believe the Bible. So the friends of our children have to be carefully chosen, and we have to encourage our children to search for certain types of friends that they're going to hang out with. Because even if we do some good developmental work within the home, that can quickly be undone by all these other influences outside the home.
And the kids have to be trained how to answer that question and how to respond to their friends, with confidence. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's old and true, but look at the world we live in today where you don't know from one minute to the next whether you're a boy or girl. Is that normal? Does that make sense? But the Bible's real clear to define that.
It is, and the Bible's also very clear in telling parents, if you go back to Deuteronomy 6, great passage for parents, because it talks about, look, every single day, from morning to night, be talking with your children about all these things, what things, the things that the Bible describes as being truth, as being right, as being our goals in life according to God. We need to be constantly putting that in front of our children and telling them, remember now, this is what we're about. Hey, remember the Bible and what it said? And by the way, this is how we know that that's right. This is how we know that it's true. And a lot of parents say, well you know, I did that 5 or 6 years ago. I spent, you know, probably a good 10 minutes talking to my kids about how we know the Bible's true. Do it over and over and over again. One of the things that happens in our public schools is that repetition is part of the process of teaching. You teach it, you restate it, you go away from it, you come back to it 2 days later to remind them, you come back a week later, you test them a month later. We constantly go back to it in every other phase of life. At work, we have the same experiences where we're reminded of our past failures, our past successes, because we want to build off of those things. We've got to do the same thing with our children, constantly reminding them, remember when you helped that person? Wasn't that great? Didn't that give you a good feeling? And remember how that yes. corresponds to what the Bible teaches. That's what Jesus expects from us. Isn't that a great thing? Let's do it again. You know, that's the role of a parent, is to be shaping the child consistently, intentionally, strategically to become like Jesus.
If the change is going to happen and we're going to go back to first principles and hit a spiritual reset button, it's going to start with the parents. I mean, your study shows that one half of self-described Christian parents accept the Bible as true and trustworthy words of God. George, think about that. Only a half. And out of that, only one out of every three preteen parents believe their eternal destiny is dependent upon Jesus Christ alone. These are two critical elements of our faith. And what are consistent with what, you know, God even said to Cain, that if you do right, will it not go well for you? And we want it to go well with our families, with our children. But it starts first with doing that which is right, that which is righteous by God's standard, not by our standard.
And so in order to be effective in that process, I would argue that a parent has to first look in the mirror and say, all right, really, who am I? Am I a child of God? Am I made in His image? Am I made for His purposes? When people look at me, do they say, there's something different about George? And I think it's that relationship that he's got with that deity he follows. I think it's because he believes that book that I see him reading a lot, that big, thick book, the Bible. You know, I mean, these are the kinds of things we have to do and then start digging deeper. And saying, okay, if I'm made in His image, if I'm made for His purposes, my goal is to emulate Christ, is to imitate Him in thought, word, and deed, let's start looking at what I really believe. And then go through the fundamentals. And some people say, oh, come on, I did that back in grade school, in elementary school, in high school. I'm way past that. Really? Not according to the research. Most people consider themselves to be Christian, do not have the fundamentals of the Christian faith so firmly embedded in their heart that it points them in a different direction than the rest of the world. It gives them a different kind of strength and courage and wisdom than the rest of the world.
Without a doubt. We'll leave it there until the next time we get together. George Barna, thank you as always. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
And to you, Bill. Thanks.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers.
riders. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it's pulling out of the International Space Station over sanctions meant to punish the country for Russia's violent invasion. State media outlet TASS made the announcement. The decision has been taken already, and we're not obligated to talk about it publicly. That's a quote from General Director Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. My good friend Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. I always appreciate all the great work that Open the Books does, because they're really the vanguard in holding our government accountable, ladies and gentlemen. And Adam has gone through an incredible first part of the year already. I mean, we've all been canceled, we've been throttled back, we've been shadow banned, you know, with all this insanity that has been going on in this culture today. And but Adam was greatly attacked by an ally that he thought, you know, for many years that he was involved with. And they said, hey, we can't have you talking about these things about the government, which is like, well, wait a minute, what do you think my reason to exist is all about? But anyway, Adam is here with us now. He's the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And the operation of Drain the Swamp, it must continue. Right, Adam?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we got a lot of things to cover here. And this is just breaking. The Pennsylvania Entrepreneur, it just exposed how public employees unions are rigging school board elections. I mean, not a big surprise here, but, you know, because... And I say not a big surprise, because what's happened is this government has really taught us by their own operations how to be cynical, have they not?
Well, they really have. So in Pennsylvania, it's very hard to get election donor, campaign donor information. But a Pennsylvania entrepreneur, Paul Martino, he had one goal in the last election for school boards. He wanted the kids to go to school in person in the classroom. And what he found was, and so Paul dug deep. He put in $500,000 across the state. He donated in 50 raises, $10,000 two PAC, local PACs, political action committees, in 50 races across the state, $500,000. So he dug deep into his own pockets, and he funded candidates on one criteria. Would they open the schools if they were elected to their local school board? Many of his candidates won. Now, when he did that, he was vilified in the press and some of the largest newspapers across the Keystone State by saying that he was rigging school board elections. So what he did is after the election, he dug into the campaign finance records, and he found out that many times his candidates were outspent by the other side because the teachers' unions donated heavily to keep the schools closed to classroom instruction.
So who's rigging what here, Adam?
Exactly. So even in his hometown in Central Bucks School District, so the local papers, they were decrying, you know, all this Martino money and influence, even though his kids go to the schools. And so he found and wrote an entire paper on this. And everyone can read this at openthebooks.substack.com. It's our Substack account, Open the Books. And so Martino did a complete study, and his candidates were outspent by one out of every $3. The other side got $122,000. Martino, his candidates got $90,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But, you see, it goes back to what we've talked about. You know, if you don't have the message, you better have the money. And clearly what Martino had figured out and had his finger on the pulse of the voters is that they were frustrated with all these lockdowns, everything Fauci, everything COVID, everything that was hurting our kids. I mean, that this is what parents do. We protect our kids. And the government, along with Dr. Fauci and the NIH, CDC, did everything they could to interfere. And that is wrong. And if that's not bad enough, we saw just how far they're willing to go, right, Adam? I mean, you got the teachers union all in an uproar because they can't teach five-year-olds about sex.
Yes. Well, and obviously these things always get worse, right, Bill? So mm-hmm. You got the teachers union pouring tens of thousands of dollars into the local race here. And now, guess what? On June 30th, the teachers contract is up for renewal. So Martino, he got three candidates elected. The union was successful in getting two of theirs across the board. And now Martino's making the clarion call that those two union-funded candidates must recuse themselves from the negotiation on the vote on the teacher's contract. And so, look, I think that's great public policy. If you are funded by the very people that have a contract in front of you, you should definitely recuse yourself.
Because the thing is, if it was the other way around, what would they do?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. They'd want you to recuse yourself, right? So it's like what's good for the goose is good for the gander here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to level out this playing field. I mean, people are going to do that which they get rewarded for. So now you got these elected officials awarded by the union. So what do you think they're going to pay homage to? Like, that's a big surprise. Like, we're seeing it on a federal level. We're seeing Joe Biden, you know, buckle to those interests that allegedly got him elected, right?
Now, this is going on everywhere across the country, and everywhere listening to the hundreds of radio stations that listen to your program, Bill, everybody listening today can come to openthebooks.com, and you can look up the salaries right in your own backyard, right in your own K-12 school district, because this Central Bucks School District in Pennsylvania that Martino, he was engaged in the school board races, the total payroll for 1,600 employees is $150 million a year. There are hundreds of millions of dollars worth of public employee payroll perks and pension benefits at stake in all of these races. There's nearly 400 rank and file teachers that made six figures in this guy's district last year. And this is going on everywhere. So everybody needs to come to openthebooks.com and figure out who's making how much in what position.
And why are we continuing to pay for mediocrity? I mean, Adam, for all the money, you know, we should demand a return on investment. I mean, after all, they're working for us. It's not the other way around.
Well, listen, hey, we dug into the existing teachers union contract. Their work week is 195 days. That's only 39 weeks of five work days. So they work less than 40 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. Their work week is only 38 hours. It's not even 40 hours a week. And they're making, you know, there's nearly 400 of them making over $100,000.
Are they counting just in classroom, or are they even allowing for some prep time in there for those hours?
No, the 38-hour work week, that's a great question, Bill. It includes the lunch period. Now, they do have 3 hours per month of outside duty, faculty meetings, back-to-school nights, parent-teacher, student-requested conferences, department or curriculum meetings, up to 3 hours per month. But their work week, including the lunch period, is 38 hours a week.
Wow. And again, I mean, is there any allowance for prep time outside of these other, you know, outside things that they must do, you know, teachers, counseling meetings and that sort of thing? You know, are they at least allowing in like an hour a day in prep time, 2 hours a day? How are they calculating that, do you know?
So I would assume the 38 hours is when they're at the school. Now, hopefully, because they're making a lot of money and because they want to be a good teacher, that they're also prepping for their jobs like all of us do. So I prepped for this radio interview today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that, again, you know, we're talking about normal. The normal employee out there, you know, I did a seminar on this once in terms of the amount of time that is spent on everybody's job. You know, you may have an 8-hour day, but really the time that you spend thinking about it outside of the job, maybe preparation, you're not clocked in during that time. You are, you know, trying to be the best employee you can, assuming that's a normal ambition for everybody. And so you are going to have some outside additional commitment along those lines, are you not?
Look, everyone should be working two jobs every day. Your first 8 hours keeps you up with your peers. Your second 8 hours moves you forward.
Right. That's a good point. That is a good point, the way you express that, Adam Angieski. We've got Adam on the other side of the break for about half the time. We're going to be able to hold on to him for an additional six more minutes here. So stay with us, because we've got lots more to talk about, because, we're opening the books. And Open the Books is here to hold them accountable and keep us up to date as to what the ruling elite is doing with our hard-earned tax money. And as if that's not enough, of course, you see Joe Biden's new budget, and guess what he wants? He wants more, and the only way he's going to get it is keep taxing us in the middle of all this inflation and all this other pain that we're having to deal with. So stay with us. We've got more from Adam Angieski after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know, this is the problem for people that don't believe in the truth or think it's relevant, is that the truth always comes out, and it's an annoying sort of thing. And out of this, then it's up to us to, you know, those of us who are seeking the truth, no matter where it leads, you know, do something about it. And the big takeaway here in this with this Pennsylvania entrepreneur, again, we're reminded it's all about the message. And this is why at the local level, Adam, you know, there is a local response, and congratulations to people saying, look, I'm going to put my kids first and do something about it. So, again, you know, check it out. Adam, remind them of the website they need to go to get all the information they need to have, because we need to empower parents to take over these rigged school board elections, and to be fair at all levels for the higher, for higher regard for our children.
Yeah, and you need to fight on the facts. And you can get those facts on our website at openthebooks.com, where we display 25 million public employee salaries. Bill, it's virtually every single public employee salary at every level of government across the country, federal, state, and local.
Man. Exactly. Well, I want to talk about what hospitals are doing. Boy, they've taken full advantage of COVID. This has really opened an opportunity for them to pad their coffers. And you've written about how hospitals are ignoring price transparency rules to rack up billion-dollar profits. Break that down for us.
Bill, it's like playing baseball with one side. That's us, the consumers of healthcare and patients. We're all wearing blindfolds. And the other side, the hospitals, they're running up the score at will. So Donald Trump had the vision to force hospitals to disclose prices. Now, Bill, this would not be revolutionary if this was at the grocery store or at the gas station. We would never buy anything without seeing the price. But that's how we buy health care.
Right.
Trump saw that. He issued an executive order to be in rulemaking through the Affordable Health Care Act, using the left's health care legislation to open the books on hospitals. And this is an example of bipartisan reform. Biden actually finalized the Trump rule, forcing hospitals to open the books. So this was a great example of bipartisan reform, starting with Trump, finalized by Biden. Here's the deal. A year after the books are supposed to be open, that the hospitals are supposed to be putting up their prices for services on their websites, they're not doing it. 86% of hospitals haven't complied with the rule, including the three major hospital chains. And so those three hospital chains, they own 361 hospitals. Two of them posted their prices, while the hospital chains collectively racked up $120 billion in profit.
Wow. So can we follow the money, Adam, to where these hospitals have money going into the Democratic Party, and they're just saying, "Hey, we're just not going to, we're not going to obey the rule," and because we're connected.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. So, we reached out to Health and Human Services, the Biden administration, and they admitted they've levied zero fines. So they're not enforcing penalties on the hospitals for not complying with the law. And so, yeah, that's a big problem. You've got these big, oftentimes non-profit hospitals racking up huge profits. Their CEOs, we did a study in a four-year period, some of these quote-unquote non-profit CEOs made huge profits up to $60 million over a four-year period. So here's, they need to open the books. Congress needs to get engaged and start holding hearings.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, it's amazing because on one hand, we got the January 6th situation. People are in jail. We got committee hearings, all this stuff. And what's the net cost there? You know, peanuts compared to the damage that was done by Black Lives Matter during the Summer of Love. And now in this expression of just, absolute graft and obviously a unilateral prejudice brought to you by those who are connected to the Democratic Party that are getting away with this kind of stuff. I mean, billions of dollars? Adam, this is, on its face, it's like, where's the equity here?
Well, you've got, you mentioned during the coronavirus.
Just a heads up, we've got about a minute left here, so we're going to stay on this topic. I'll let you wrap this up. Go ahead.
So during the coronavirus era, these hospitals were bailed out with huge amounts, billions of dollars worth of taxpayer money. And, some of these places were charging $10,000 for a COVID test at the peak of the pandemic. And so, look, they need to open the books. They need to share their prices. This needs to be ironclad pricing. It's basic information. Like, we don't buy any other product in this country without knowing the price ahead of time. Hospitals need to comply with the rule.
Exactly. Well, Adam, again, I appreciate all the great work. Congratulate everybody for me at Open the Books. Great job here. And, of course, if you missed any part of this discussion, as valuable as it is, it'll be available to you later today. You can download it and share it with your friends and family. It is that important. Adam Angieski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, we had to let Adam go because he had another critical point. As you imagine, I mean, he is in such demand to talk about these things because he's the only one focusing on this. And you say, well, Bill, why isn't the mainstream media, why aren't they doing it? Well, why do you think? It's not of interest to them. It doesn't support their ideological, goals. And what do they care about the Constitution? What do they care about we the people? But yet the reason that they exist, the reason the founding fathers gave them so much power and authority was so that they would protect the interest. It's not to say, look, everybody needs to be Republican or anything like that, or everybody needs to be a Democrat. It's like everybody needs to be American, an American citizen honoring the values of our Constitution. Does that make sense? Am I overstretching it here? I think it's pretty basic. I mean, either these institutions are helping or hurting, the cause that is before us, the cause for the American people here. And, they're continuing to get away with it. And meanwhile, our taxes are going up. We see what's happening, what the Democrats did, what Joe Biden did. Same thing Barack Obama did. And that was he had political favors to pay off. And so they opened up the Treasury and they laid out a lot of cash to make up for, what hadn't happened in the previous 4 years under Trump and, all the favors that they had to pay back at our expense. It's amazing, right? And here we are looking at our indebtedness right now at $30 trillion and climbing. And it just seems like America is just yawning. But we got to get in this fight. They're counting on us, not to do anything
at all. You know, Benjamin Franklin laid it out. Said it's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. First responsibility. If you consider yourself to be a citizen, you need to question authority. And to that end, I want to transition. You know, on Friday, we had talked with Dinesh D'Souza, the documentary filmmaker, about his new movie. And it's coming out this week. It's called 2,000 Mules. And you say, mules, you know, what mules? Mules like in the jargon of what cartels use, you know, when they send somebody to do their bidding, whether it's for sex trafficking, you know, drug running, whatever it is that advances the cause of the cartels, any mafia, communist interests, that sort of thing. Okay, so that's what a mule is. And what Dinesh D'Souza was able to do is to bring some solid evidence. Now, you got about 60% of the country going, there's something fishy about this. You know, this is hard to believe that Joe Biden, you know, won the presidency. And as I've said many times, people ask me, Bill, don't you believe it was a legitimate election? I said, I don't know. And I think that's a fair answer because they don't know or they refuse to know. They may have some suspicions, but they, you know, we're not going to look there, you know, because we got the outcome we wanted. We wanted Trump out no matter what. No matter what it took, Trump is no longer president of the United States. I mean, you got to think about that kind of mindset and how dangerous that is to say that you want somebody not to be president no matter what and what you're willing to do, you know, to that end. And it's clear that they did it, that they compromised every sense of decorum, fairness and integrity in order to get the outcome that they wanted. Like Voltaire said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Now lay that over all the stuff that happened. And of course, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, the mainstream media not doing it. There's nothing wrong here, you know, barely, you know, there was inconsequential, the numbers, they wouldn't have made a difference, that sort of thing. But we're finding out now, because of all the work, hard work of True the Vote, they got the largest database on the planet when it comes to the 2020 elections. They've got video pings, they've got geofencing information, they've got data that is, it's phenomenal, okay? And as you break down this data, and as you will see in this movie, you start seeing exactly how they were able to do this. Trump said, look, when they open up this all in the name of COVID, and you start sending ballots out to everybody, get ready. There is going to be cheating to no end. And again, once again, Donald Trump is right. He's exactly right. And Dinesh D'Souza, in this movie, 2,000 Mules, documents it, and you can see this clearly, how they were able to make this happen, and the number of votes. It's not inconsequential. We're not talking two people who voted who were dead. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes that it would have changed the number count in these key swing states. And let me tell you, this movie will open your eyes wide open, and I look to see that the next poll regarding Joe Biden's victory influenced by cheating, watch it go up well over 60%. Stay tuned.
Question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.